Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan, and I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Chuck Bonner. It's Julie Hayden, and this is a recently renamed Party Wednesday. It's the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Two straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We will talk about Brennan being referred to the Justice Department for criminal charges. We've got the Smartmatic, the gold standard election system, people being indicted for fraud and bribery, even though they wouldn't let anybody in the Tina Peters trial talk about it. But wanted to start off with an extraordinary court hearing yesterday in which there is a lot of reason for the grassroots to be encouraged in the fight for the opt-out against the uniparty establishment.
Justice and the American way.
American way. And Cody LeBlanc, if you guys need a lawyer who's not a lawyer, highly recommend Cody LeBlanc. He did a great job. So here was the deal. The we had the last month, we had the state central committee meeting where the members overwhelmingly voted to certify the previous vote to opt out of the disastrous semi-open primary. And they also voted, and this is all on videotape, to fire Britta Horn's personal attorney, who she hired to be the party's attorney, who's racking up hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally, in legal fees. The party has no money to fire him, right? Well, Britta refuses to acknowledge any of that. She says there was no vote, Clenda wasn't fired, and she's going to forgive us, but everybody needs to feel sorry for her. Yeah, just to chill out. So, Cody LeBlanc and myself is one of the also one of the plaintiffs, and 54 other people filed a suit asking the court to direct Britta to recognize the vote, to recognize that Clenda's fired, and to recognize that we have opted out of the party, and to notify the Secretary of State about that.
Yeah. To direct the chair to do that.
Right. And so, but she's ignoring it.
And well, not ignoring it. She's just saying she has her alternative.
Exactly. In her world, in her truth. So this has been going on. Motions have been going back and forth in court.
Flying back and forth. You're talking forest killing motions back and forth.
And some of them are funny. Britta, and we'll get to the hearing, but just to set the stage, so Cody has done just a great job saying, hey, here's this. And then Clenda, who is Britta's attorney, responds. And then Britta initially said, filed a sworn affidavit, which is sort of like
declaration,
sworn testimony.
A declaration.
Saying that there was no vote to fire Clenda.
And it was so confusing. It was so chaotic. It never got to a vote.
Right. So then Cody submitted, queued up to the actual moment, the videotape audio response where you can hear that we overwhelmingly fire Clenda. And Britta says,
It passed.
And she said it twice. She goes, okay, it passes. Right. So Britta then said, oh, I didn't know anyone was going to look at that videotape. So she submitted a new sworn affidavit.
This is just procedural stuff, but you know, once you've filed your response, your reply, whatever you're allowed to do, you can't just keep on throwing stuff in there. You've got to ask for leave of court, saying I've got additional information. And the pretend pro se Clenda just goes, here you go. Amended declaration.
Right.
Doesn't even say why the declaration is needed, why he has to amend it.
Well, he has to amend it because she lied and she got caught lying. That's why he had to amend it.
And it's got great lines like, I didn't recall, and still to this day I don't recall, saying it passed. But if I did recall, which I don't recall,
as the video shows,
that would be just a query.
I was talking.
I don't remember this, but it would have been it passed. Sort of asking the parliamentarian and others how to do it, and if I did say that, and they then. What I would have done next, if the meeting continued and you know, the sheriffs came in and said, your time's up, but then I would have said the vote failed. The nays have it, because I just said it passed, but no, I said nay. And then we'd normally you'd have a some sort of actual vote, but didn't, so it failed. What can I tell you, folks?
So
and she hadn't argued previously, which we were a little surprised at, quite frankly, that the question of can the State Central Committee fire an attorney, or is that solely in the hands of the chair? So having not put that in her
original
either motion or whatever it is, motion to dismiss, she adds it into her declaration of Britta. So she's now arguing in this declaration, okay, I have no authority. I only have the authority.
So what happened then yesterday was the judge held a status conference. Cody was there per se. And then Clenda was there representing the party, and Cody forced Clenda to acknowledge that he's also.
No, he hadn't put an entry in for Britta in her official capacity. You have to understand the conflict comes in when he tries to represent the party and Britta in her personal capacity. Because then there are obvious conflicts for any CEO if it's in a personal capacity.
But here's
and so he just didn't answer for it. So Cody on Monday at 12:01 filed a motion for default, declaration of default. She hadn't answered in 21 days. And the judge go, I didn't know that, huh? Okay. And they say, what do you think about Mr. Clinton? I said, well, you know, that's not necessary. And he said, he started giving reasoning. The judge said, well, wait a minute, you seem to be arguing on her behalf in her official capacity, but you haven't made an entry of appearance for that. He said, well, okay, I'll do it right now. I just made an entry appearance for her in her official capacity.
What was crucial about yesterday was Clenda had made his arguments to the judge saying, number one, all of this is moot because all of this had to have been submitted to the Secretary of State by October 1st, which has come and gone, so none of this matters. Secondly, they voted no. And thirdly, no one voted to fire me. So all of this is moot. And the judge basically said, well, wait a minute.
Right. Wait a minute, cowboy.
Clenda was arguing, so let's just all go home right now. Good. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. And the judge said, well, wait a minute.
I get
that that's your argument, but let's hear what Cody has to say. And then Cody brilliantly...
Go ahead.
He brilliantly laid out that, no, we did vote previously. This was just certifying it.
So we filed her on the day of the thing to make sure that we got it in before October 1st, which is why we had to do it in such a hurried manner. It would generally not serve her.
So the judge would have been, and I covered
it. He would have not served her because it might have disturbed her, rattled her at the SEC meeting. But we had to because we had no time.
Well, and so as a reporter, just to sort of put some perspective here, it would not have surprised me, frankly, if the judge had said, you know what, I don't even want to deal with this. We've got this.
You are stinky Republican.
You got this date, October 1st date that's come and gone. So it's moot. Thank you, goodbye, and dismiss everything. But the judge did not. The judge said, no, I mean, there are legitimate, you know, there's evidence here that I want to take a look at. There are arguments here. He said, I get what you're saying, Mr. Clenda, but I also get what Cody's saying. I want to take some time and research it, and I will decide by Thanksgiving whether you were fired, Mr. Clenda.
Well, I'll consider that first. The first thing I need to consider is whether your arguments and so forth are can be seen as those of the party. If you had been fired, or else you had a conflict of interest that made it unethical for you to represent both parties, I'll decide that first, and we all went, yay.
Men will decide.
Then secondly, we'll decide on the motion to dismiss, where basically Clinton's arguing, no, what they're trying to do is these are tricky dicky kind of things to try to get around the 75% requirement. But he said, next week or two, I'll try to get to the motion to disqualify Mr. Clenda. Now that's going to be, and yeah, so what happens if we throw the bum out? Cody said, well, you know, the new counsel can just adopt it. He can say, I adopt all the prior pleadings. He doesn't have to say, right. You know, you don't have to start necessarily from zero. He may say, I adopt all of these, but not this one, or whatever else he wants to do. So the court said, yeah, that seems.
I mean, Cody was brilliant. And I see, and Mark.
And then he said, and then there was another motion, and the court's going, when was that filed? I don't
have it before
on my on my
Clenda was talking.
And Clenda, I have no idea. But let me pull it up. Oh, it was filed. It was filed September 22nd.
Yeah, Clenda was confusing.
Oh, okay, September 22nd. Thank God.
I see Mark Handon is here from the Parker Conservatives Honey Badger. Mark, feel free to unmute yourself and chime in.
Were you at the hearing? You can see what the court did is allowed all 56 pro se plaintiffs, which included the Swiss here. I couldn't be as an attorney, be a pro se and, you know, try to be both. And so it was, and the court took note that there, you know, half of America appears to be online here.
Yeah. And this is, let me explain the significance of that, because the judge pointed out that Cody is not an attorney, so he can't represent the 54 people. And therefore the judge very easily could have said, I don't even know what these other 54 people are.
Get out of here.
I don't even care. We're not even going to include that. But he did not. He allowed us all to remain on the lawsuit.
Well, for at least until we get to
trial.
Well, not to trial, but some other point where the 54 become so onerous. And
then the judge noted that he was keeping track of who was online, and he was alphabetizing people. See, this is interesting. He was alphabetizing people so that it would be easier to keep track of them at future hearings, implying there were going to be future hearings, is how I took that. So, Mark, feel free to chime in here if you listened to that. But bottom line to me, and go ahead and unmute yourself, this was Clenda and the Uniparty rhinos hoped that the judge would just throw this out.
Everything's gone out of here.
And it's not. And the judge was like, wait a minute, there's a lot to consider here. I mean, your take or your understanding on it.
Yeah, I wasn't able to be online or anything at that time. I'm just catching bits and pieces. And Chuck's been doing a great job explaining a lot of it. But this is, you know, when I take a look at this, is a great win. Because we very easily could have just been put out the pasture, as they say. But you know, it's what I find the best out of all of it is the video piece where she says, yes, it passed, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
And then got snagged for lying.
Yeah.
To me, that's the best, but I don't
even
recall.
Today, it to be.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm surprised she didn't say, that's AI. Yeah. AI that was
a really good AI. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and this is where I've been saying Britta should thank us for trying to fire Clenda, because he doesn't seem to be doing a very good job. I was talking to Cody earlier today. Cody sent Clenda early on in the proceeding that videotape. So Clenda queued up to where she said it, right? So if Clenda had bothered to listen to it, he would have heard that Britta said, It passed. So they wouldn't have to file this sworn affidavit saying, oh, I lied, and now here's what I really meant.
I didn't really rely. I just didn't recall. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and I think the other thing that I think is significant, Mark, is again, the judge clearly also was willing to consider Cody's argument. Clenda was saying it's all moot because October 1st has come and gone, right? But Cody argued, look, that was kind of an arbitrary date. The ballots don't go out till May. If we want to challenge this, we have plenty of time. So the judge clearly was like, ma, do you know what I mean? To me,
oh yeah,
the judge was basically saying to the rhinos, no, I don't buy what you're saying at all.
Well, not exactly. He said, I want to hear the things. I want to hear the arguments, and I just don't want to give it short shrift. He said, I haven't had a chance to go through the entire forest killing motions and counter motions and serve replies and replies and so, but I will as we go through this. But, you know, so let's first go. And this is what we all know. Rhino Watch called it folly à deux, which is foolishness by two. A real recognized one where two people just go off the deep end together. You know, say, well, let's do this. Oh, I know. Yeah. Let's burn
it. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Folly à deux. And that's what the two are. And somebody else gave the thing is that they're really Siamese twins. That you know, you can say, hey, you know, Clenda, normally you'd say, okay, great, I'll get any other attorney. The attorney down the hall is not really with me. You just come in and argue this and that. But no, because really, Brenda and Britta, why did I say Brenda all the time? Poor Brenda King, she's like, quick on me! Britta you know, they can't be separated. They'd like to be. So I'd like to be over here, but, you know, we're conjoined at the hip, so we can't really, one cannot move without the other.
Hey, I got a question for you, though, Chuck. Let's say that the judge finds in our favor and says, no, it was certified. They did opt out. Can we get a judge to compel Jenna to
Oh,
because
absolutely.
this was going on to compel her to accept or
Oh,
vote,
absolutely.
even though it wasn't in her by October 1st?
Well,
Any
we did
step two.
everything. We did everything we could by October 1st, and in fact, she was notified before October
So
1st.
we did have a formal notification. Do we ever get confirmation of that? Do you know?
Oh, I'm sure we did. I'm sure we did. It was
Okay.
sent by email, so we had the email and
We have the
stuff.
email. So I think
So and then Brenda,
Britta.
we're
You're trying to
changing.
mesh Glenda and Britta together, I
I
found.
know it's a Burmeister. But Britta then said to the secretary, no, because Cody said both I and Ms. Horn are notifying. He said, no, I'm the chair and I'm not notifying. But all that was done in a just timely, in a timely manner. And now October 1st has passed, but they can toll that. The court can do equity.
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Or if it wants to, it doesn't have to, doesn't it?
It raises another sort of a separate point, but to me, that that'll be step two, right? Even if we win, we're going to have to then fight Jenna Griswold, right? And so
Exactly.
I don't get why Britta just doesn't throw the whole thing in Jenna's lap. Say, okay, go ahead, you opted out, and let Jenna fight it. But I think, Mark, what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit or ask you is one of the things that you've said all along is, okay, we're going to fight. We're not giving up. We're not going away. And I think, Glenda, they keep thinking they can make us go away by just ignoring us and forgetting bylaws, forgetting rules, forgetting laws, etc. And they
And
forget.
ignoring the fact that we represent a clear majority of the party, which is
That's right.
annoying to her, right? I mean, all the votes have been, 60, 40, 55, 45. So she clearly has lost a majority of the party, which makes it tough as a chairman to raise money, do lots of things. Of course, she's not raising any money, so it really shouldn't say she's raising money,
Well,
but.
and that's the one of the things that Julie asked about, not going away. And that's one of the things I pride myself on is I don't go away, because they're waiting for you to go away. All of them are.
Right.
Elected people, Gabe Evans, Hurd, all of them just think, if we just don't talk about it, everybody will forget about amnesty. Everybody will forget about GORP, and maybe we get it going underneath the tent, or maybe people will just forget about it, whatever. And that's what I tell people, and I preach all the time. No, you got to be up in their face every week, every month, reminding everybody all the time about their actions,
Right.
because they don't know how to deal with it. What? At the meeting, I was brought up what,
Oh,
five, six times?
Well, and that's
I mean,
another.
I was mentioned more than anybody else in the building. And
And
I'm just sitting back in the back, kind of the back row back there going, what I do to deserve this,
Well, you speak the truth. As I said, we need to keep in mind this is all an attempt by the Rhino Uniparty establishment, globalist elite control faction of the party to destroy it, right? They want to have jungle
Exactly.
primaries. That's what they want. They don't want us to opt out because they want Phil Anschutz and dark money billionaires to pick the candidates. I think that we need to remember that our elected officials, Lauren Boebert, Jeff Hurd, Jeff Crank, Gabe Evans,
Exactly.
all voted against opting out, and I suspect against firing Glenda, right? Almost all of the legislative officials, except for Scott Bottoms, Kendah Graf, Stephanie Luck, our usual, Patriot suspects, also voted for this. So you're right. They want this to go away because what are they going to do if all of a sudden, the Dick Wadhamses of the party or, if all of a sudden the judge says, yeah, they did opt out, right? All of a sudden they're like,
Exactly.
oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And that's why we got to keep up the pressure, because they don't want that to happen. It's sort of like the deal with giving disabled people for assembly or caucus,
Oh, yeah, that was the cutie.
and everybody's asking, and I see Representative Dave Williams is out there someplace in the ether,
You might
talking
just want to
about that
listen,
the
though.
other night, that they're not going to put anything together for us to fight this, or rules that we need to fight, because this falls right into what the establishment wants. They want assembly to go away. They want caucus to go away. So there's no incentive for Britta to put anything together to help all these counties. So the counties are all trying to do that. Douglas County is trying to figure it all out. And if we get mass resignations, which I think we probably will start to get here near the first of the year, who's going to run cock, and does it fall right in on itself, and,
right.
you know, basically collapse. And I think it could, and that falls right into what they want. So getting this judge to do what he has done, to at least we have a heartbeat here that he
right.
could say, you did opt out. Well, then we're able to move forward, because that kind of puts everything else on
right.
the back burner at that point, right?
Exactly. No, and again, I think it can't be overemphasized just what a how important this was, because I think
yes.
that Clenda and the Rhinos really, really were hoping, and you know, that the judge, I mean, they're up against Cody LeBlanc, you know, I mean, he's
hey, my God,
that they were
Your really, Honor, I am against one of the great pro se lawyers in the history of Colorado. How can I be expected to out argue this man?
And I'm sure that they were significantly hoping that this would go away, in no small part because Britta is now running out of money to pay Clenda. I mean, I
has
think
run out.
We've got to
well,
figure
yeah, she's out of money.
Right. And that's one of the reasons, you know, that Clenda is freaking out about the possibility of being fired, because there is no one else who will take the case. Right. It's like, and he's got to do whatever.
Well, any good lawyer, and then there's a billion lawyers, so you could have bad ones, but it would say, well, great. You know, I need a decent retainer, $50,000. Well, we can afford $100.
If that.
Colorado GOP pins that we can
get. Have them.
Here's two sticks.
We
rub them together.
Yeah.
We don't have any more.
So for the judge, and again, my listening to it, and I listen to a lot of court cases and a lot of things. I mean, a few things. Number one, judges hate pro se defendants,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so this judge would have been happy with even the least little excuse to just throw this out. And the fact that he didn't, to me, says he is taking our arguments very seriously.
Because Cody did a great job.
He did an excellent job.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was respectful. He knew what he was talking about. So, like I said, it was so funny when the judge was asking Clenda, well, when did you file that motion? And Clenda's like, oh, I don't remember. And Cody's like, oh, it was September 29th. I mean, yeah.
Let me,
here,
look.
Let me help your memory.
On the calendar. There it is. Okay. So,
yeah. And so.
Could my associate, please, could associate teams, please check that and get back to me?
Who knows what the judge will do?
Yeah, we don't know.
But
the judge did not tip off how he was going to do it. I was impressed. He was, you know, having been around lots of asshole judges, you know, he admonished my favorite human being, Raymond Garcia. Raymond wrote on some chat. I didn't know that he was in a chat available.
Yeah, chats in court websites. Yeah, I don't know.
But you know, the Clenda was lying, and so he let poor Raymond have it. But generally speaking, he said, look, I want you two to confer. And, you know, I don't really care if you think you can't reach an agreement. And so you just never know. And it was just a nice thing. I said, I'm just do confer. Don't. And it was nice. It was well done. He was great.
Well,
I loved him.
Clyde has been trying to harass and intimidate Cody.
Oh,
and I
yes.
think, you know, calling him like literally like a million, well, not literally a million times, but calling him repeatedly. Right. And, mm-hmm. and so this, I think the judge forced Clenda to treat Cody professionally.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What
does Mr. LeBlanc say on this matter?
Right. You know, and it was, and I think, and here's the thing, Mark, too, as you said, and we're not going away, because on top of this, now we have called for enough SEC members signed a petition to call, and Britta's got to decide, I think, this week or early next week for a special meeting. And one of the things we
right.
want to do at that special meeting is tell her she can't keep spending money to pay Clenda to fight what the party wants to do, right?
Right. And I can't wait for it, because, you know, there's a lot of things people are talking about for the meeting. But it'll be interesting to see. Well, she has to call it, right? She does.
Yeah. No,
we
no,
can expect.
No.
Well, she could ignore it. I mean, yes, that
well,
is.
That's what she's planning to do. That's why she said this verification. She can say, no, this isn't. We sent out, you know, an impossible verification. You had to put your citizenship.
Oh, the papers. Driver's license thing and everything
yeah,
else. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
like we're going to be given. Yeah,
he didn't
no.
do it. So, hey, I'd be happy. I'm happy to have a meeting, because I do so well at meetings. But I just can't
yeah.
call it in good faith because there's not enough verification that yo-yos are really out there. So now when I had my own meeting, my verification.
My fake meeting.
My own fake meeting. You know, my verifications were non-existent. But now you want to have a meeting. Aha! That's a different animal.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just more of the not going away.
And
Well, I mean,
well,
so.
let me finish. Dave is out there. Dave, if you want to contribute, you can. If you don't want to, you certainly don't have to, or not required to.
One of the things that, again, I think we need to say is hopefully, like regarding that meeting, right? They now are on notice that we will not just go away, right? We won't say, oh, well, Britta won't call.
No.
It's okay. So
We need to unify.
if Cody has to file another lawsuit, he's shown himself perfectly capable of
We'll
doing
file.
that, right? And if you're Clenda, all of a sudden you've got this stupid case that should have gone away, if the, you know what I mean, and it's still there. Now he's got to wait between now and whatever, you know, between now and Thanksgiving, the judge hoped, with this hanging over his head. And they're screwed if the judge disqualifies Clenda. If the judge says, well, he was
Yeah,
fine.
there's no way for him to get paid at that point.
No,
No, no way for him to get paid anyway, because there's no money. I mean,
Because there's no money. There are 20, well, last filing 20 gay in a hole, so.
And in the meantime, I think it's
Maybe
important.
Britta can get him a chicken or two from a ranch today. We take this.
And you do a great job, Mark, and it's important to get the message out because, again, they being the rhinos in the establishment, keep saying the opt-out failed, opt-out failed, opt-out failed. And it's clear it did not. And it's not
Clear.
on life support. It is, you know, going strong. And, you know, again, it depends on what the judge says, but you know, their whole narrative, it's like the Democrats no kings, right? They're just making it up and continually being shown to be not credible, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one thing she has just loads of is credibility in my book. I mean, just jeez. I mean, come on. That meeting was so bad. And I've talked to so many people that just say, can you believe that meeting? I mean, I started getting phone calls. I hadn't even gotten out of the building yet, and my phone was lighting up, going, what was that? And there was like I kept thinking, I don't know if you guys saw or got to meet Victor Marx, was sitting in the very back of the room.
I saw his dog. I did see the dog.
Yeah, Victor was sitting in the very back of the room, and I'm just sitting there from why as I kept looking back at him every now and then, going, wonder what he's thinking, because he had just announced, right? And I'm like going, what is he thinking over there? I so much wanted to get up and go over and
Are
ask
you
him.
sure you
So,
want
yeah. So, what do you think of
How
all
much support are you counting
this?
on from
From the chair.
the Republican Party, by the way?
Oh,
Well, and
God.
again, she keeps trying to pretend that there is that we don't exist, right? And
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we don't matter and we don't exist. So we're going to operate without you, and we don't care.
right.
And that is going to be
And
that's going to be her demise.
the we keeps on getting smaller and smaller. I mean, John Fielding, subject to, you know, what you're talking about on the question of the caucuses and having disabled voters, he resigned saying, I don't want to take liability. Now, he didn't explain what liability comes to somebody who's just a member of a bylaws committee. Nonetheless,
I don't want to be part of this
but he's
zoo show.
basically saying everybody should resign. Let's have everybody resign.
Who hasn't already? Well, Mark, let me just you just because we'll wrap it up here and we'll go on to other stuff. But your sort of final thoughts, again, on just sort of the what happened in the court. I know you didn't hear, but just in general.
In general, I think it's a great win that we have. I think the big thing, and I don't have his website, is we as conservatives and patriots, we need to help Cody out. I know he has a website to get funding to help him with all this, because none of this, what he's doing, is free. And I
No.
know he and a couple other people are paying a lot of this out of their own pocket. Hopefully,
Really good point.
that we need to help them. He has showed that he is doing, and his help is doing a good job. They are carrying the water for us. So first and foremost, if we can get before the end of the show, maybe I'll get out there and see if I can't find it.
I
And
think it's Colorado Doge.
Colorado, yeah, that's it. Colorado Doge. If we can get on there, and if it's $5, $10, a dollar, whatever we can give, folks,
$100,000.
a hundred thousand if you got it, whatever we can give to help this,
I
because
agree
they've
totally.
shown that they're doing a great job, and this is such a good win for us morally, to keep our morale up. And we just need to keep on pushing. And as I tell everybody, don't give it a rest, because when you have them on the run, you don't let them breathe. That's the last thing you do. You push, you push, you push until they capitulate. And if they don't capitulate, you run them in all the way into the ground. You know,
Well,
that's
here's the hard part. What if they do capitulate?
Well, then we opt out.
Well, then we have 30 days to call a meeting and elect us ourselves a new chair. So we got 30 days.
Mark, speaking of Mark Hampton, hey Mark, hey, thank you for your time and your thoughts as
Hey, no
always.
problem. I'm going to
Take
hang
care.
out and watch the rest of the show.
All right, appreciate everything that you do. Well, so yeah, we will keep you posted, guys, on then on what happens there as soon as we hear. So there won't be another. The judge indicated he might want to have an evidentiary hearing, but probably not. He
If he
said,
says if he felt that he needed one.
right. So one day the hearing or the ruling will come, at least
Down the transom.
part of it, and then we'll see what happens. So we'll keep you posted. And you know, again, I think it's a greater when it is. We want to remember that who knows what the judge will do. But you can't help but be really encouraged by the fact that he is listening to Cody. He is letting the other 54 people remain on the lawsuit right now. That's extremely unusual. I mean, and he's taking the time to alphabetize their names so he
Yeah.
can keep track of them for other hearings. I mean, that to me is kind of, you know what I mean? If he was,
Above and beyond the
yeah, if he
community.
was planning on throwing it out, and if he was
Well,
planning,
you don't know.
well, all right, you don't know, but I mean, if he had kind of already thought, I'm going to throw this out, he wouldn't be bothering to alphabetize our names. He would have just said, there'd be no point to
The
that,
hell
right?
out of here.
Yeah, he's like, you guys, I don't even know what this is. I don't count it.
Who
So
you are. Yeah.
we'll keep you posted on that, okay? Other good news
Other
too.
good news.
Looking
We're
for
just a good news show.
the
We
other
should call it the Chuck and Julie Good News
good
Show.
news show. Congress referred
Jim
former
Jordan.
Jim Jordan referred former CIA Director Brennan to the Department of Justice for criminal charges for lying about whether the CIA did or did not use the fake Steele dossier,
As a basis for any of their intelligence reports.
which, of course, we all know they did. But and particularly, I mean, we long suspected it. We've done numerous shows on that. And Tulsi Gabbard recently, well, I guess in the summer, declassified a lot of the documents that showed that no, there was this whole meeting with Obama, and they all talked about it. And initially, the FBI said, yeah, we don't have any evidence that Russia's involved. And they're like, okay, we want you to go rethink that. Actually, we'll write it for you. And
Well, I have said I think the initial claim against Comey, there are lots of other good charges against him, but the ones that were put out were pretty thin. But I think it's important to at least try. These are almost slam dunks. I mean,
right. Well, that's
it's clear. Oh, you have it. Oh,
we
there,
have
we're
proof of the
here.
lie. We
This
have
is all part of Party Wednesday.
this is from, I think, in May, or this is from a hearing in May when Brennan was specifically asked about the Steele dossier, and he was like, "What? Never heard of it." If we could, Doug, please play the Brennan soundbite.
CIA. I don't. Do you know if the FBI paid for any a portion of the Steele dossier?
I don't know. I know that there are press reports related to that, but I don't know. I have no firsthand knowledge of that.
Do you know whether any of the underlying allegations made in the Steele dossier were ever tested, probed, examined, cross-examined, whether the sources were examined for reliability, credibility?
I know that there were efforts made by the Bureau to try to understand whether or not any of the information in that was valid, but I don't have any firsthand knowledge of it.
Do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filings, applications, petitions, pleadings?
I have no awareness.
Did the CIA rely on it?
No.
Why not?
Because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not.
And of course, all of that turned out as found out
Lie.
to be lies.
Lie.
And here's even the more fun part about this is so who could potentially be subpoenaed on that? Well, we might have Obama, we might have Hillary Clinton who paid for it. I mean, the fact that the Justice Department is going after Comey, is going after Brennan, is going after these people, has got to be, to a certain extent, rattling all of the other people who lied, right? Because their whole point is, well, we can lie because we're the Democrats. And the whole thing is, you know, we don't, we can just say whatever we want. And-
well, you know, in some ways, you know, this idea that the government can just, you know, call on you to give testimony for days on end, and then try to put you in jail every time they say you lied, is grotesquely unfair. But that's our system of government, and it's used against Republicans all the time. So it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. But my God, how many times did Merrick Garland lie out there? I mean, just pathetically, time after time after time. Merrick Garland ought to be gone for, I don't know, a solid 30 years or something. I mean, all of them. And Mayorkas, I mean, my God, did he lie his ass off. So hopefully the Justice Department is just lining these up.
Right.
And maybe give them some FARA violations or some, make up some other statutes. It'd
be interesting to see, too, if they start turning on each other.
No.
I don't think they will either. Oh, and this is from Barney. Trey Gowdy has a little rascal haircut there. Same thing, too. I'm like, that's kind of a different kind of, it's like, you don't see him that much. But I think, though, it is, again, Trump, you know, and this cracks me up, like, Trump is weaponizing the DOJ. It's like, wait, are you listening to what you're saying? He's weaponizing it because he's criminally charging people who made up stuff against him and used it.
And before, Peter Navarro, yeah, put him in jail for that. Oh, Steve Bannon, oh, yeah, that's not politicized weaponizing. That's just
Peter's not weaponization.
Yeah, Peter's,
So it's
bitch
like,
deserves what you got.
Yeah, so it's good to see them going after the deep state. And at the same time, Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, we now know that she has formed a committee.
The weaponization committee.
Right, sort of the de-weaponization committee, right? And they're meeting to kind of share
intelligence on a hunt down where all the deep state people are hiding.
Well, and where everything's buried, right? Because I think one of the reasons, and the Conservative Treehouse does a good job explaining this, one of the reasons they've been able to get away with it for so long is everything was compartmentalized, right?
Silos.
And silos. And you had a lot of people who had a very vested interest in not looking into those silos.
Well, they couldn't. They could look in their own silo, but nobody else could. So they could, as long as they kept it in their silo, they could just...
Right. And
impunity.
Tulsi's just kind of cut straight through that.
But she's allowed to, pursuant to the applicable statutes, to look in all the silos and to kind of take the information out.
Right. Remember, this is from Jacob. Remember when Christopher Wray told the Senate, hey, I got to get on a plane to get to my vacation?
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a government conspiracy. Conspiracy takes brains. Well, so anyway, so that is all going on. And Jacob, I want to read your other comment, too. And then Chuck wanted to talk about Smartmatic. This is interesting. So Jacob was saying he would, in Michigan, driver's licenses are issued by the Secretary of State. On Monday, while traveling from Detroit to Denver in the Detroit airport, a message ran every few minutes saying, this is Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State for the state of Michigan. Please note that real ID is now in service. And Jacob said, I said to myself, this is a Secretary of State that is against voter ID, but you need real ID to get on an airplane, go figure. Yeah, and if you're an illegal immigrant, you actually don't need any of that to get on a plane.
You get special
first class treatment. So, you know, the Democrats' ridiculousness is piling up on them over and over, as evidenced by the current meltdown. For Party Wednesday, this is my Party Wednesday. I didn't have I couldn't find any funny video.
You've seen
the Democrats are melting down over Trump remodeling and putting in.
It's the East Wing, the sainted East Wing. Love the East Wing. Yeah, they put a bowling alley in there and a pool, and they covered it up.
Nobody even knows whatever it is. But I saw, in Byron York.
Little prissy Byron.
Yeah, I was like, he posted some New York or Washington Post comment saying, well, Trump needs to explain to the people when he decided to do this and why he didn't tell them more about it before. And then all of these people started posting all of the articles that have been done since summer when Trump announced it, and including in the Washington Post saying, I mean, like this, 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 and this. So here again, he's just buying the liberal meltdown. They're trying to pretend this is something new because the No Kings rallies were such a fizzle. They have to be...
True.
But somebody had put together a picture, so that shows the White House, And then it shows, you know how sometimes at big convention centers, you have the part, the hotel part, and then there's like a connecting wing, and then you have the tower of the hotel, right? So they put together, here's a White House, here's this gold-plated connecting wing, and then this like 90-story
Trump Tower.
Trump Tower, and it says Trump on it.
with his official crest.
Right, yeah, exactly, and it's all gold. And it's saying, this is Trump unveiled plans to remodel the White House.
Remodel.
And I thought that was funny. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, if that's the most I can get all upset about, you know, and even Byron York, who, you know, showed his colors there. It's, and somebody was writing, have you ever heard of Google? Do you know what I mean?
Before hey, Byron.
Some column, you know, attacking Trump for not having released it. It's sort of like, just because you may not have heard of it, maybe you're on vacation or something like that. But everyone was like, this is not new. It's just that the—
Try AI. Google, I guess, is a form of AI.
Yeah, they have Corinne Jean-Pierre's book isn't selling well.
Independent. They had her on. You could put this for Party Wednesday. She's kind of going, well, would you ever vote for him? No, I would never, ever consider voting for him. Then why are you independent? What's independent? Well, it's independent as I don't like some Democrats. That's independent.
And here's from Jacob. Whenever they show a picture of the new ballroom, it reminds me when the camera enters the dining room on the Titanic. Well, you know, again, it's like if they had so all they can get upset about, and they should be. I thought that was funny. Trump should do that. He should put this giant Trump tower.
And right in front of the main portico, he ought to put that crest of his.
And the pictures that you can find at some of the golf places and have make a golf course.
get a nine-holer suite in somehow.
It's like, if that's the best they got, that's the best they got. You kind of sort of feel sort of sorry for them because that's all they could talk about. But you wanted to talk about Smartmatic, keeping in mind the gold standard election system everywhere.
Well, John Kay sent me a letter, and he also sent it to Rocky Mountain Voice. So it's up there right now. We'll print it in things that we're associated with or know about. But basically saying, you know, I have two people who are presently employees of Dominion, and they can talk about how they were with Smartmatic ones, and ostensibly they were paid money in order to allegedly, rig the vote in Bolivia and Venezuela and everything else. And so he wrote saying, you know, Governor, please consider, you know, not using these kind of machines that have all the software that are part of it. As I understand it, Smartmatic was acquired by Sequoia, which is Eric Coomer, and Sequoia then got swept up by Dominion. But he's saying, you know, don't, And just almost perfectly in line today came down two indictments of two Smartmatic executives.
Including the president and the co-founder.
Well, there you go.
Indicted for bribery and fraud. Basically, they're accused of bribing election officials in the Philippines to the tune of $1 million.
That's what I like. None of this, you know, I'll give you a ride on the airplane or you can move up to first class.
This isn't stuff to cover up. I mean, they weren't personally paying the money. And so you have this, and again, now the media doesn't report, I mean, the, you know, so-called mainstream media doesn't report this because it doesn't go with their, you know, election deniers. It's like, you just had the people from one of the largest, and this is in the world, right? There's no evidence that they're accused of bribing people in the Philippines, but you got to wonder, well, this is how they did business, right? It's like, I don't know, maybe they really wanted the Philippines.
They can say that's how you do business all over the world. You bribe people. And people have. I mean, the Trump administration saying, and you do, you know, when I lived down in Mexico, you know, if you wanted to get something, you'd give the government official gratuity up front. In America, what we do is they do it, and then once they retire, we give them the gratuity. It's on the back end. We give gratuities on the back end, and or bribes, or whatever you want to call them. There, they just do it on the front end. Which is the more ethical system? I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe in some ways, it's
bribe them up front, bribe them on the rear. I don't know. If I were going to be bribed, I would want my money up front because a lot of things can happen. Right. I mean, if you were waiting for these guys, they might go to jail, so you wouldn't be getting your money.
Well, hopefully, they already got the money.
Every time they try to throw you know that you're telling the truth when they threaten to censor you and they do all of the cancel.
Well, they get you like King Peters,
right? For saying, hey, wait, I have some questions about this system. It's like, oh, questions are not allowed.
Questions are a form of violence.
That's right, and hate speech. And oh, by the way, now we're indicting them for bribery and fraud, proving that you were correct. but you don't hear anything
about
that.
Those lawsuits will go to spring.
And here's this. This is a good point, Jacob. So Amber McReynolds is doing a tour describing the gold standard voting system. She's doing worse than that. So Amber McReynolds is a very progressive. She used to be with the clerk and recorder's office and doing elections in the city and county of Denver. She, along with Dick Wadham. So you got to wonder what's going on there. And,
oh, nothing's going on there. Don't insinuate any sort of working.
About this for a while, and we're going to get more. Carl Honegger is working on this. They're doing another listening tour with something called Courageous Colorado.
So get out there.
Which is funded by Kent Theory and Dark Money groups, trying to convince Coloradans that we don't actually need primaries, that what we just really need is one giant open primary, a jungle primary. And we can trust our gold standard election system, of course,
Absolutely.
There too.
Absolutely.
Well, and probably you could there because the billionaires will decide ahead of time. You know what I mean? You won't. They'll pick the candidate, so they won't care which candidate wins, you know? Right. So that's something to be. That's what Amber McReynolds is up to.
You're falsely indicating that they're trying to convince people. This is a listening tour. They want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And whatever you think about this wonderful system. If the listening tour comes to your town, get down there because they're all open ears.
She was the elections director. Oh, and then from Jacob Wadhams is lucky he's short so we can stay below the radar on the indictments. Well, and, you know, as we've talked about, it's clear the establishment in Colorado on both sides are pushing eliminating the party primary systems.
Really on the Republican side because there's some on the Democratic side going like,
well, we're winning anyway. Yeah.
We're crushing them.
Yeah. Why
do we want to change anything? You know, why bother? We've already slayed the other team. I mean, why go to a different system? Okay, billionaires. But
yeah. This is the, I promise you, there will be a ballot initiative on this again.
We guarantee, even if there are not enough votes, because $1 million will change hands. Well, there it is. Oh, yeah. The people want this. The people are demanding a jungle primary and called an open primary.
Oh, okay, and before we wrap up, hear from Mark Hampton. Okay, if you want to, this is the site. If you want to help
Cody.
I know I talked to him this morning. He's filing another motion today to clarify stuff. All of that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
All of that takes time. Cody, it's not like
well, you know, I can't pay him for his time because then they're not authorized tax law. But you certainly can refurbish him.
But it takes time away from him earning his living, right?
But you can't pay him for that, Julie. That's what I'm
about. Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you. But here's, so Mark Hampton, give if you can. It's givesendgo.com/ColoradoDoge, DOGE. Help defeat Britta. Exactly. It's givesendgo.com/ColoradoDoge, the DOGE like Elon Musk. So we will keep you posted on the new ballroom, in the Trump Tower.
And they say, you know, I tore off this cheap plastic linoleum. I'm putting marble down there, you bet. Marble. We hate marble. No marble.
We don't want it to look nice.
No more. And no gold. Please, no gold.
So anyway, a good day for grassroots in Colorado today. Happy Party Friday.
Happy Party Friday on a Wednesday. This is Party Wednesday, Julie.
Party Wednesday. and on Monday, we're going to have Robert Spencer.
He's going to talk
about Hamas, and he's going to talk about the mayoral campaign in New York, too. So anyway, everyone have a great.
Hey, everybody have a good time. Thanks for Mark for coming on, and appreciate everyone.
Bye.